everyone, this is Lucy.
I'm Ella.
Flora.
And Austin.
And with the start of the new year, we are releasing our podcast,
Brain and Butter.
Ella, why don't you start telling a bit about our story?
Sure. So we all met each other in the summer at the University of Amsterdam, and we study a program called Brain and Cognition in Society, which is basically a master's degree in applied neuroscience. And Lucy, Flora, and I have a bachelor in psychology with a specialization in brain and cognition, so that's kind of the perfect way to lead up to this master. And Austin has a bachelor in contemplative neuroscience.
And we're actually quite international. Flora is from Hungary, Lucy and Ella, y'all are both from Germany.
Represent.
And I myself am from the United States and just moved to Amsterdam this summer.
One day we were all sitting together and talking about how we crave to share new scientific and psychological insights with the world. The workings of our brain are not only fascinating, but have so many implications for each of us individually and for society as a whole. We all discovered that we have a deep desire to break down the expert knowledge into bits and pieces for everyone to understand, to tell stories around what our brains can teach us.
We not only want to talk about brain insights with the four of us, but go into dialogues with specialized experts in the field, like professor at the university, for example. Ella, do you remember when we had a class together held by Professor Dr. Victor Lama, who will, by the way, be in our podcast later, and we touched upon free will, but we didn't have too much time to properly chat about it?
Yeah, exactly. Even the psychology curriculum at our master's doesn't cover all the hot topics of the brain. So we decided to do it ourselves and create a platform where experts on neuroscience and also cognition or psychology or any other fields actually can talk freely about some hot topics of the brain.
And every now and then we also want to share an episode where one of us talks about a specific topic that we have on our hearts and that we feel like we want to share personal things about.
And with all that talked about, you may be wondering, why did we choose Brain and Butter? Well, we needed a name that was smooth, spreadable across all domains, warms the heart. Butter. Brain and Butter. Now, if you're not familiar, there's a saying called bread and butter. It's my bread and butter. Well, people in the U.S. like to talk about this as the primary source of income or just their main, most ideal chunk they can give to you. It's their bread and butter. If they got a whole company, this one piece of it, that's the bread and butter. That's the thing that holds it all together. That gives it the core. So we chose bread and butter because we're going to deliver you the bread and butter of psychology information that is coming out current and direct to you.
So we're excited to take you along our journey.
So tune in.